We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Breaking news this afternoon from 1010 Winds, reports that LaShawn McNeil, the man accused of shooting two NYPD officers Friday night at his mother's Harlem home, has died. The 47-year-old accused of ambushing two cops, killing one, gravely wounding the other, before being shot by a third police officer. Tonight, community and clergy leaders will hold a prayer vigil in support of Officer Wilbert Mora outside the 32nd Precinct. Mayor Adams says he will not wait to begin addressing gun violence in the city, and especially in the wake of those shootings. And now the mayor is cast in the position of calming a city's fears and putting immeasurable fear into the hearts of those who pull the trigger.
We will ramp up enforcement, deploy more officers on the streets and in the subways, and get our courts at full capacity. And we will invest in those longer-term preventions as well. Fixing our broken schools, supporting our unhoused New Yorkers, improving access to mental health services, and changing our laws.
Yeah, it's an all call, sounds like it. Also this Wednesday, an interstate task force on gun violence will happen. That includes the mayor, the police commissioner, and Governor Kathy Hochul. The goal, of course, a statewide mission to detect and deter the origin of illegal guns pouring into our state. Manhattan's new DA on a walkback tour after his day one edicts created a bit of a stir. Newsman Glenn Schuck with the explanation from Alvin Bragg.
On very high profile in what he calls important issues, guns, subway safety, hate crimes, and organized retail theft, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg telling me that while he will continue to look for fairness, he's being perceived as soft on crime, and that's just not the case based on his decades in law enforcement. But he admits his day one memo
understandably left the wrong impression of, and I take full responsibility for that confusion caused by the memo. It was unclear, legalistic, and left many New Yorkers justifiably concerned about how we're going to go about the work of keeping them safe.
He went on to say that violence against police officers will not be tolerated. Armed robberies will be treated seriously. He's also talking about creating a organized retail theft unit similar to the way they battle drugs. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, Lower Manhattan.
For now, some residents screaming foul out on Long Island as the wild turkey population there soars. Wild turkeys. Councilman David Carr represents Mid-Island, where the problem seems to be the worst, telling 1010 Winds Newsline he's heard the complaints from his constituents.
They can be pretty aggressive if there's food involved, or if they have some young hatchlings with them, then they get very defensive. You know, they'll run right up to you and chase you. They are not afraid of people, and they're just very accustomed to be darting in and around other human beings.
Somebody said, let them try that around Thanksgiving. In the past, birds were relocated, but some people say that only moves the problem. Carr met with reps from the State Department of Conservation this week to discuss possible solutions. Said the meeting went well. No word on if a big turkey dinner was discussed. Switching gears now, you might not want to look at your 401k in the morning, folks, because Wall Street looks like somebody found a surplus of red numbers and scattered them all over the ticker machines. The Dow itself dropped by 1,000 at one point today. We want to bring in Bloomberg's Andrew O'Day to help us make sense of this thing. Drew, what's driving this latest sell-off? Is it the Russia thing, or what's going on?
Well, analysts, Larry, are pointing to potential Russian military action against Ukraine as certainly another factor weighing on traders, but they were already over the past few weeks fretting several shaky earnings reports and fearing soon coming higher interest rates from the Fed, both suggesting a slowing in GDP growth as the nation transitions from a full pandemic economy to whatever we're going to have after that. Right now, the Dow is improving, if we want to call it that. It's down only 475. At our worst, we were down 1,100. NASDAQ down 200. S&P 500 down 66.
Oh, wow. So a person who's been sitting there watching their 401k pot of gold dwindle, if you will, the best advice besides don't look at it?
That's right. The best advice is to realize that what goes down goes up. not in the same day oftentimes, although, again, we are seeing some improvement here. But over the longer term, we're having a transition from this pandemic economy into, don't know if we want to call it a post-pandemic economy, but something else we're transitioning into. And that means that some stocks that were stars, you know, Zoom, Peloton, Netflix, Moderna, that were doing extremely well during the pandemic are going to do differently now. And some of the other companies that were suffering during the pandemic are going to come back. So we're going to see this sloshing back and forth. But again, so far this year, not so hot. Maybe we're going to see a little improvement soon. Maybe.
Yeah, just take your Pepto-Bismol in the meantime. Thank you, Drew. We'll have more with you coming up at 26 and 56 past on Money Watch. Former Alaska governor and one-time GOP vice presidential candidate, Sarah Palin has COVID. So that nixed her appearance in New York for a defamation lawsuit filed against the New York Times. U.S. Judge Jed Rakoff announced it, saying Palin tested positive with the home test kit and that she'll be tested again soon to determine if the trial goes forward. Palin has urged people not to get vaccinated, telling people at a conference in Arizona recently, quote, "It will be over my dead body that I'll have to get a shot." Meantime, Palin sued the Times a few years ago, claiming they damaged her reputation with an editorial that allegedly asserted Palin's political rhetoric helped to incite the 2011 shooting of Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. The Biden administration made good on its offer to help hospitals here struggling with staffing issues in the wake of COVID. University Hospital in Newark got help, military doctors and nurses to help fill the void, that is, over the weekend. Well, today, it was Coney Island Hospital's turn. Here's newsman Darius Radzius.
Doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel from the U.S. Army get a round of applause as they come into Coney Island Hospital here to help, which Dr. Mitchell Katz says is very much needed.
Doctors and nurses have been working without vacation, often on very long shifts, and so we're incredibly grateful now to have this support.
The Department of Defense deployed troops to hospitals nationwide struggling during the surge in Omicron cases. Major Holly Cottle is the officer in charge.
They bring with them an overabundance of medical experience and knowledge.
She says they'll be here for as long as the hospital needs them. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds at Coney Island Hospital.
And some more good news on the COVID front. The latest numbers out of New Jersey show just over 4,300 new cases. That's the fewest in nearly 6 weeks. The state's transmission rate also fell. Well, that seems to suggest that those in the Garden State may have seen the worst of the Omicron variant. Bye-bye, good riddance. When the highly contagious variant first came on the scene, some models predicted as many as 30,000 new cases a day. It seems like we dodged a bullet on that one, folks.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.